Hello, hi. Ladies and gentlemen, and people who aren't ladies and aren't gentlemen.
That's
making
my girl, Naomi.
Thank you. Yes.
Ladies and all my non-binary friends.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome back to Fruity.
Can't hear that.
Turn it up.
Can't hear.
Oh my God, Mimi. Sorry, Mimi is a train wreck.
I hate Ariana Grande.
I am a motherfucking train wreck.
Yep, that's us.
That's welcome back to our podcast. Okay, so are we going to talk about high school in this one or no?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so there's no way to not talk about high school when we're, like, basically living some sort of weird fever dream.
Eaten by it. We've been attacked.
Jesus, Mimi. Your vocab has gone to hell since lost.
We lost you to high school.
Jeez.
That was a close one. We saved it. Yes.
Okay, moving on. So,
So Naomi's in love with someone.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it, though.
We are going to talk about it, though.
I don't want to talk about it.
Naomi's not sure if this person has a special somebody in their life already.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in a sticky situation, and that's all we're going to say. She's been trying to impress... Never mind.
No, you can say
she's been trying to impress this person, but they're just not getting the cues and clues. We don't think, but you never know. Or sometimes when you stop trying, that's when real stuff happens.
Yeah, I don't want to say a lot because I feel like they're gonna I'm not scared that they're gonna hear it because there's no way that somebody would find it, but just in case, I don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Should I clarify something or no?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I don't. Well, it's more information about them.
Okay.
Clarification. This person who I sit with in history, I was talking. Okay, you may or may not have heard this last episode where I was talking about trying to sit with these people that I wanted to be friends with. It's one of the people in that friend group. You know what I'm saying? I kept talking about, uh-huh, this girl who I wanted to, be friends with.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's the person.
Oh, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. It's
Codename? Codename?
Codename, Lorax.
Lorax.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that one.
So, I really like Lorax. Even just, if we could just be friends.
Personality and looks?
Yeah, she just seems a nice person. But
that's
like
a keeper.
And, also,
good vibes. Good
plus,
vibes.
I do know that she's gay because she talks about it all the time. But also, it's just weird. I always try to, hang out with them, and they're always, not into it. But I will keep trying.
No,
you will
maybe,
have to.
But maybe will... don't keep trying.
Just do you.
Yeah, be like you, and
No, I mean, I'm going to keep
find
trying.
Someone else. And
I mean, I'm going to keep trying to, hang out with them. Because they just seem like nice
people.
Okay,
don't go for Lorax, though.
Okay, I will not go for Lorax.
In what
way
are we thinking go for, as
don't try to befriend
friend?
Lorax. Befriend people in Lorax's group.
Yeah, but I just need friends, okay? This transcends the thing about having a crush, and it's more just about needing friends. If you will have to literally tell me that you need me to leave you alone, because I will not get the hint any other way. I'm still trying to be friends with these people. You cannot stop me.
Does F come before or after K?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Before.
F.
That's shoot. Helpful. I just bent my ring. This thing is really expensive. Why is it bending?
It might not be that expensive then.
But it was $90.
Oh.
Yeah, they probably...
Remember when I did that perfume thing and you counted all the...
Yeah, that was awful.
I felt bad about that one.
All right.
Moving on.
Oh,
does anybody else have things about high school?
Well, actually, I have a special guest that wanted to call in to the podcast, and I haven't talked to her. Well, I haven't, seen her in 2 years.
What?
Yeah.
Who
and
is
she
this?
Goes to a public school.
Who
a really solid, normal high school experience. So maybe we can...
Where's your phone?
I don't know where we're... Oh, Mimi's.
Oh,
what are you doing, Mimi?
I'm just Mason.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Mimi's Snapchatting her cousy. All right.
She has 20 cousins, and their names all start with M. It's very confusing.
I have 3 cousins that names
Mason, Miles, Matthew.
You're exposing them.
Why are you doing that?
Why are you doing that?
They're just names that start with M. I don't even know their real names. I
embarrassed one of them enough.
I don't even know their real names. I'm just saying names that start with M.
Okay. Well.
Mordred.
Mordred.
That's a little something.
Macklemore.
Macklemore. I do what I have to do.
Do we want to call them in or no?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Okay. So Coco's taking one. So we're going to be doing some buffer stuff.
Are you for eternity?
Everybody, let's talk about the weirdest thing that's happened to us at high school, or like the most embarrassing thing so far.
Hi, Coco.
Hello! You are on the air.
Hello?
Can you hear?
My entire life.
So, how are you doing?
I'm really good. I miss you a lot. I feel like I haven't seen you in, like, 8 years.
I know. Quick question, who are you?
Oh.
I'm Coco's friend, her best friend, since day one.
Yeah, she's my day one bestie. All right, so, we have some questions about high school for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we had to answer them, and now you do, too. Mimi passed the sheet.
Okay.
We have had quite the different schooling experiments.
Yes, we have.
And all three of us go to different schools, and you go to a different school, and your school is like a normal school.
Like a public school?
Yes.
Is your school not a normal school?
Well, I mean, it's a little not normal. So we are going to ask you questions.
Hit it,
Naomi.
Yeah, shut up and listen. Okay.
Oh, sorry. I never did the describing.
What are three words you would use to describe your high school experience?
My experience in high school has definitely been exotic.
I like that one.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of scary, and I'd say entertaining.
Okay. Oh, is anyone pregnant?
Wait, you're like. I can, like, barely hear you. Can I, like, hang up and then call you back?
No.
Is anyone pregnant?
Is anybody pregnant?
Yes.
No, but one girl faked a pregnancy last year.
Ooh.
Are we sure it's fake?
Yeah, we were really sure.
And your age?
She's in the grade above me, but when she was a freshman, she faked her pregnancy.
Very nice. What's the craziest thing you've seen happen?
What's the what they have seen happen?
Craziest?
I feel like not, like, too much has happened because it's only been, like, a few weeks.
You just said that somebody faked a pregnancy.
Yeah, but I wasn't even there during that time. I'd say the craziest thing that's happened. I mean, everybody in my grade basically on the weekend just kind of goes out and gets high drunk.
What kind of drugs?
Naomi. What'd you say?
She said, what kind of drugs?
Mostly lots of just weed. I think that some people are experimenting with a little bit more, but I'm not really sure. And then it's just, I feel like that's just kind of scary.
Yeah,
that's, I had a mental breakdown the other day because somebody was talking about drugs.
Oh my.
Yeah, like on my team, some kids were talking about just vaping, like not even like drugs. And I just started like, I said something really insensitive, and I was like, you can't be a good person if you vape, and they got upset.
Oh, wow, man.
And they were, like, making fun of me, because it was, like, such a stupid thing to say, and then I started crying.
Oh, nice.
My, like, opinion on it is that, like, I don't think you're a bad person if you vape.
I don't either. I don't know why I said that.
Like, I don't think anything like that. Like, if you're, like, a bully, you're 10 billion times worse a person than if you, like, vape. I just think it's, like, character. Like, I think going out every single weekend, like, if the only way you can have fun is by, like, getting, like, messed up, I think then you have some life problems.
Right? I just feel sad for that.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and so many kids in, like, my grade have such, like, hard lives and go through so much stuff. And so, like, I can see why, but, like, why wouldn't you try to, like, make your life better after that?
I tried to say that, but it just came out as you're not a good person if you vape. Oh, that's what I meant.
Anyway.
Okay.
So, I am kind of happy I didn't go to your school because I was talking to two people from your school and they were really scaring me. And I'm not going to say their names.
Do I know who they are?
Yes, you know who they are. But I, they were just extremely judgmental, and they were just going on and on and on. They were like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, she's fat. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, but she's stinky. You know? And just went on and on and on.
Are they two people that you and I used to do a sport with?
No.
Or not a sport, no. An art with?
Wait, do people we used to do a sport with talk like that?
No, I'm asking if they talk like that behind people's backs.
No, no, none of those people.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Oh.
It's my mom.
Is it?
Hold on, I'm just going to
wait.
I'm just going to...
Anyway.
Okay, so buffer time. I'm going to tell you three words I would use to describe my high school experience. One, I would say... I would say vaping. Sorry. Because I have not been able to stop thinking about that.
Yes.
Coco, be a little quieter.
Sorry.
So, yeah, when I would say vaping, I haven't been able to stop thinking about that. I know I keep bringing it up, but that's because I literally ruined my day. Two, I would say... weird, because it's not like a conventional high school experience. And then three, I would say, can you take her off speakerphone?
Sorry.
Three, I would say,
they were just,
we're in a small room and Coco is literally just walking into corners.
It was so upsetting to me, and I was just sitting there because,
Caroline, put it on the air or get out of the room.
Okay, I'm putting you back on the air. Okay, keep going.
Okay, it's like I've given those people plenty of chances. I do not care for them just because of how, like they're just so mean to people. Like, one of them especially. That person has just been mean to me for literally my entire life. And then she tried to become friends with me, and she was like, I don't know what's wrong with our relationship, but, like, if anything's wrong. And I was like, you've kind of bullied me since about second grade. You've never been nice to me. You talk bad about me behind my back. And I don't really like it, so I really don't want to become friends. Sorry.
Yeah.
They're both quite rude,
They are quite rude. Never mind, I'm not going to talk about this. Anyway, okay. Is there anything you'd like to share with the pod?
I just like, can I give a little bit of high school advice?
Oh, yes, yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, the high school that I go to is really quite large. It's literally like a college campus. And you know what? There are just too many people there for you to be afraid to be who you want to be.
Yes!
No.
Ow.
I mean, so many people just, like, change who they are, the way they talk, the way they look, all that kind of stuff to, like, please everybody else. And I'm like, you know what? People are going to see through that. People are going to see right through that. And the real friends are the ones who stick by you no matter what.
That is beautiful.
Kind of getting deep. Oh, also heard that Antonio Garza was on your podcast.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Did you listen to last episode?
No, I didn't.
Episode 5.
Go to the very end of the episode.
Yeah, she just makes a little appearance at the end.
When they're like 3 minutes
left. What did she say?
Down there.
She was just like, hi, pretty much.
Oh my goodness. Y'all are basically celebrities.
I know. Yeah, what if our podcast blows up now? I'm serious.
Yeah.
The Antonio fans might find it.
Yeah, but I
you
feel
should
like
have told her to like. You should have told her like shout it out on her Instagram story.
Yeah, I don't.
That just sounds weird.
She left though.
Yeah, we scared her away.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think we scared her off because we're like teen girls. I think that once we like went after her, she was like, "Oh no, they'll."
Okay, but also she's only two grades above us.
Exactly. She's so young.
Because she went to her? Like, she went to Bowie High School, and one of my friend's brother knows her.
Wait, did she go to your school? Like, did she?
No, she went to Bowie.
Oh, she did? Okay.
And then she dropped out.
Oh. Yeah, so. Bowie does not seem like a good school to me.
Yeah,
no offense to you.
It's not. My friend's brother goes there, and she was like, oh, yes, I'm very familiar with that person.
Oh.
Oh, very familiar. What does that mean? Don't say anything rude.
I think a lot of people just know who she is because she's just had a very big personality, but I'm going to just leave it at that.
Okay, yeah, you cannot say anything rude because we're trying to be
this is
nice
a family friendly
nice
podcast.
To
what?
Yes, because Antonio's probably going to listen to this podcast.
That's true.
Yeah, actually.
That's true. Maybe.
Yeah, no, she doesn't even know the name of it.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, you should have told her!
We should have name dropped.
Darn it.
Why wouldn't you tell her?
I don't know. We were just...
It was like 3 seconds.
First of all, they didn't talk at all. I had to say everything.
I talked.
I had to walk up to her and say, excuse me, are you Antonio Garza?
Not the one who was like... Yeah. A seizure.
And I was trembling.
It's just so weird. I didn't know what to
do. I was so awkward. She was like curled up in the corner of the library.
She was like peacefully studying. We like disrupted her whole thing. She had to leave.
Yeah.
Oh my.
It was very...
Okay, wait. Coco, you should come to the next football game at my school.
Yeah, okay, I will. I was talking to that one person I was supposed to come with. The person whose name starts with a C.
Yes.
And
yes. Oh yeah, I saw her there. It was so nice.
She was like texting me during and she was like freaking out. She was
why?
Like I can read the text conversation. It's like all the people are drooling. I said, don't do it. Don't do it. You're trying to quit.
Oh god.
And she's not trying to quit. I know that. I was just trying to like give her an excuse if someone asked her to do it. Anyway, she was really stressing out and I was scared. Okay, those people
Well, I saw her and like her brother's in the band, and so he was like kind of just chilling there, and so I kind of invited her to come hang out with me and my friends, because I was with some of my guy friends and stuff, and I was like with my homecoming date, and I was like, hey, this is my homecoming date.
And it was
don't
call her out like that, Naomi. What if she was
I am not the kid who was jeweling at the school football game.
So
there were some kids that got caught in the bathroom. Yeah.
So the reason I didn't go to the game is because I was talking to those two people, like, on Friday, and I was scared because they were like, you know, they were just like, they were scaring me. That's why I didn't go, because I got nervous.
You don't understand. Literally, they are, oh my god, this isn't me being mean. Nobody likes them because of how rude and judgmental they are.
Okay.
And, let me just... Let me just tell you that.
Uh-huh. Okay, she just texted me. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
How can you read that upside down?
I'm dyslexic. It's true. It's true.
That's
like,
not how it works.
Exactly.
I'm
just so annoyed. They're like, oh, my God, we are so... I was like, shut up, please. Y'all are so annoying. I literally... those two people are literally my least favorite people in our entire school.
I
thought that
down.
One was gonna get better.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, surely after years of being that kind of person, that. And then like in middle school, she was the exact same thing, but way worse. And I finally just like called her out on it, because whenever she would like talk bad about me to my friends, they would tell me, and I was like, wow, you're funny. People are gonna tell me when you do that, and I was like, you know what? I am not about to spend another 4 years with you and let you walk all over me again. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, OMG, I had no idea you thought that. I never have ever said that about you. I was like, no, I've literally heard you say that. So, say what you want.
Do we have to let her go? Maybe.
Yeah. You can let me go. It's okay.
I think we have to. Thank you.
That's okay.
Thank you so much for being... for coming on.
I'm so grateful I got to be on to Fruity.
I'm glad we had you speak. You were very inspiring, and
thank you.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. That was the best
thing
ever.
Thank you so much, ladies. Have a wonderful day.
All right. I'll see you soon. Bye.
See you soon, hopefully. Bye.
Bye. All right.
Great. So it's...
What?
Do you have to leave?
Oh, no, I was just checking.
Oh, it's
room after
sorry, it's, no one does.
On the whiteboard.
No one does. So, yeah, sorry, Mimi might have to go soon. So, I was thinking, and this is a stupid idea, so go ahead and just call me out on that, because I already know it's bad, but we don't have anything better, maybe? Question mark? I was thinking, let's all... This is so stupid. Does anybody else have an idea before I put myself out?
No.
Put them on.
I was thinking we could do that thing... where we go around and you, like, say one thing that you like and one thing that you hate about the people, because it might, like, start something.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like, the people or,
like the people
at our school?
No, I was thinking, like, people in this room.
Oh. You want some drama to spark?
Yeah.
First, can we say three words about high school? Because we didn't get to do that one.
I did it while you were talking to her.
Oh, sorry.
I will repeat my three words about high school. What did I say? I said one. vape because I can't get over that. I like literally, I cried. It was like it
our
was,
school like, was the only school that people weren't doing that. You know that, right?
No, I know, but like it was just a shock to me. It was like literally like 2 a.m. We were driving home from like a game and we were on a bus and I was just like crying in the corner, pretending to be asleep, and like my friend was asleep next to me. I was like silently just crying about it. I was like, everybody hates me now because I said drooling is bad.
It's okay, Naomi.
I don't know if it is. Two, I said weird because I feel like it's not like your typical high school experience.
And I feel like it's kind of not that far from it, though.
I don't think it's that far, but it's definitely not like totally normal. And three, I'm gonna say I don't know. I don't know. Like somewhere between like exciting and like scary. Uh-huh. Like there's a word for it, but I can't remember.
Nerve-wracking.
Yeah, like nerve-wracking excitedly though. Like it's been really cool, but it's also like still kind of scary and weird. So those are my three words.
Yes. Okay. So originally my three words were going to be not that bad.
Because but it's changed.
No, but now I'm thinking maybe I should include diarrhea because
I almost said I pooped lots.
I pooped lots. So like I get kind of nervous before school, and so like I kind of like poo every morning more than once, and it.
Wait, you get so nervous before?
Yeah, I kind of get like, or at least I did. It's starting to get better, but like. My stomach would start churning, and it would just kind of make my stomach upset. So
no, that
I'm not sure if... So not that bad is three words, but if I'm going with the other direction, which is diarrhea... Okay, I can say diarrhea, not bad. Uh-huh. But no. Okay.
Not bad, comma, no. Diarrhea.
Yeah, you gotta put the comma in there. Okay, you go, Mimi.
Diarrhea, wait, not bad.
Can I just say one thing about the pooping thing?
Yeah.
I just want you guys to know. It's just that, like, I have to drink coffee to get through our school days. Like, mm-hmm. I did not drink coffee at all before high school started. And, like, the first day, and I was like, I need to go to, the store and buy, like, some coffee to get through this day. So now I've been, like, surviving on, like, copious amounts of caffeine, which is not good for me, but I'm doing it anyways, and you cannot stop me. And so, but every time I drink coffee, it really makes me have to poop. And it's, like, just uncomfortable. And, like, running around campus trying to find, like, a bathroom where nobody's in it. I'm sorry, it's TMI. But okay, it's just a weird situation to be in every single day.
Okay. All right. You go, Mimi.
I'm gonna have to go with homework as the first one. Not that it's like an overwhelming amount, it's just a lot, especially compared to last year when we literally had nothing.
Last year I feel like we had homework, but we could just not do it.
Yeah, we had homework.
And you would be fine.
Everybody in the class would decide to not do the homework that night, and then it would be like, well, you can't do anything because no one did it. You know, which is horrible.
But, like, we really didn't need to do it anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with tired, because I'm always just constantly tired at school, because the classes are too long, so I get bored, and then I fall asleep.
Ooh. Or, like, I'm Are you one of those kids who sleeps in class?
She did fall asleep in one class.
I've fallen asleep once, but only for, like, a minute.
Some kid fell asleep, and the teacher, like, purposely asked the kid a question, because she knew he was asleep.
Ooh.
And then she was, like, marked it down as, like, a zero in participation or something. Which, like, I get, but come on, the kids are tired because you're giving them homework.
Yeah, in, like, Finland or wherever, they don't have homework, and they're the smartest. And I think Snapchat told me that one time, so I believe it. Yeah. And I'm going to defend that fact for the day I die. That's how it goes.
Oh, sorry, Mimi. Get back to your words.
Last one I'm going to say is fun, because it has been really fun.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Great.
It's definitely not as intimidating as I thought it would be.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be some sort of crazy life-changing event. And the more, like, crazy, like, quote-unquote crazy things that have happened to me in my life, I'm starting to realize, like, it's not that crazy. Like, I always think things are going to be a big deal. And then it's like, at the end of the day, you're still, like, you. So it's not that crazy.
Just think about all the things that used to, like, overwhelm you and keep you up at night and, like, just consume your brain all the time. And, like, now those things don't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm. Like, so I couldn't fall asleep when I was younger because I was scared there was a witch underneath my bed. But now I'm fine sometimes.
I couldn't sleep because like 2 months before school started, I couldn't sleep because I was like, I don't know where any building is. I don't know where my classes are. But I can't believe. I figured it out fast in the first day, and now I could have gotten a lot more sleep.
Like, yeah. When I was in second grade, I accidentally squirted yogurt on a girl who was a grade older than me.
And I broke a girl's nose. I broke a girl's nose in the grade older than us.
I was so upset. I couldn't sleep at night, and I didn't want to go to school. I was scared to go to school. And I was just... It was just so traumatizing to me. And now I look back and I think that's so stupid. If that happened now, like, it wouldn't even bother me that much.
I would probably just, like, laugh at the person who got yogurt squirted on them.
If you look, someday you'll look back at these high school weeks and you'll be like, haha, when I had no friends.
Yeah. Like, all the, like, older kids are always telling me that, like, in a year from now you'll look back and be like, how was I that person? Which is, I know they mean it in, like, a reassuring way, but to me it just sounds like, you're acting really stupid, and a year from now, you'll see that. Like, it just sounds like...
The library will close in 1 hour. Thank you.
Thanks, boo.
Sorry about that. Yeah, it just feels like... I know they mean it to be nice, but to me, it just literally sounds like you're acting stupid right now. And, like, yeah. I know that your personality right now is so stupid that you can't even see how stupid you're acting, but, like, someday you will realize that you said all the wrong things, which is so not helpful. Do you have to go?
I'm sorry, you were right. There are two frees.
Kiara was being attacked. I was attacked. Coco called me stupid.
Why?
Multiple times.
I just came back from a school retreat. People told me that drama would spark, and they lied. There was, like, a tiny bit of drama that I'm aware of, and I'm known for not knowing the drama that's going on. Until, like, serious drama went down at the old school, at our old school, and, like, I had
Wait,
no
what
clue.
Year was it that you had no clue?
I had no clue until, like, last year, the stuff that went on in, like, 7th grade.
No, I didn't believe that.
So, like, a little thing that I'm aware of went down, but that's all.
Can you talk about
Apparently,
it? Like, are you allowed to talk
like,
about it?
Some people told me they're like, drama will happen when, like, homecoming time comes around and people are being asked to homecoming. But, like, no one's asking anyone to homecoming, so that's not really a problem.
No one in my school is going to homecoming because it's weekend one ACL.
I hope ours is not
that's
then.
So bad.
It better not be then. Do you guys have your ACL outfits? I don't.
No. I'm not even going to ACL.
I need to get one. Two. I need to get two.
I need to get three. Okay, also, is there PDA at your school?
No, because there's not, like,
I thought that would be funny to see, like, people kissing in the halls. That doesn't happen.
There's, like, a nasty couple that they're always, like, all over each other.
Oh, it's, like, one couple in particular? Ooh, that's bad. When you, like, get a reputation.
That's funny.
Yeah, well, I walk up a certain set of stairs on cross-country days, and they like to park in front of, like, on the top of the stairs, and they, like, sit on each other, you know, do their thing. And,
do their thing.
It's just kind of traumatizing, and it's, like, a good way to wake me up in the morning.
You're like, whoa!
Like, hello, I gotta go.
Okay.
Oh, bye, Mimi!
Bye, Mimi!
See you guys
next. I think we can continue the podcast with Naomi, because I have more stuff to share.
So we're gonna carry it. Wait, this is gonna be an extra special, very long podcast, because it's already been 30 minutes, and we still have so much more.
I love you, Fruity. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye, Mimi.
Fruity fam.
Give us a second to say bye.
Bye, Mimi.
You
I kissed her really hard.
Sorry, no.
It wasn't just kidding, I'm lying, just to be clear. I did not
she did
kiss
not,
her really hard.
She did not kiss her on the lips.
She made a kissing noise.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Mimi. Okay, so Mimi's gone. Now we can start telling you about how much we hate her. No.
All right.
I love Mimi. She's such a nice person.
Sorry for everyone at my school that's hearing this, because I constantly talk about it. But I quit volleyball 3 days in.
Because you were signed up for volleyball.
Oh my God. Because it hurt too bad. So first I was signed up for tennis, but I didn't realize that the, like, part-time thing was an extra $20,000. And
oh my God.
When I found that out, obviously, I decided to not do that. Then I joined volleyball. It absolutely sucked. I did it for 3 days, though. My arms really hurt. So then I quit, but now I'm doing dance. It's
It's tricky because if I'm in the like high, the more advanced class, I'm absolutely the worst one.
Mm-hmm. But if you're,
but if I'm in the lower one, class, it looks like I need to like move up a mm-hmm. level. So I'd rather be the best one in the worst class, but my two little buddies that are kind of doing dance, but they're way better than me, are doing the advanced classes. So I feel like I should do it with them. In winter, I'm doing golf, and in spring, I'm doing tennis, so I don't have that much longer of doing dance. Okay, I took over this whole entire episode, and I'm so sorry, because when I listen back to our podcast, I am the worst one. Like Naomi's the funniest. Mimi holds it together. She's solid.
And yeah, but the only reason
I'm just annoying and make unnecessary comments, and I just took over this whole entire episode, and it's extra long. Now you please talk.
The only reason...
When I was gone for camp, I listened to the podcast. It was so hilarious.
So, at this Naomi started talking for, like...
It wasn't just me. It was me and Coco.
Oh, yeah. Naomi and Coco started I am Coco talking right now. But we started talking for, like, another half an hour. Went on many different tangents. Addressed some serious issues.
Yeah. Pedophilia.
Yeah.
We talked about...
Man, that's cut out.
Yeah,
that was really intense. We are planning on cutting just us.
Yeah, talking. We also talked about like what makes you a good person and like what we like and don't like about ourselves. It got really like emotional,
like extremely deep. I was on the verge of tears.
Oh wow,
I was.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And
she just whispered to me. She went, I wasn't.
But anyway, we are planning on cutting it into two different episodes, but we accidentally.
It was me.
We accidentally cut off that whole part altogether.
I messed up.
So, just explaining that. Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope to see you again.
Yeah, maybe if you guys really, like, want another episode where we go into, like, deeper topics, we can do that.
Just because apparently we're really good at it.
Yeah, just tell us what you want and we will give it to you. Because we have, like, 5 viewers, so every voice counts.
Maybe we have more after Antonio Garza came.
Maybe. Maybe not.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Farewell. Have a wonderful...
I bid you adieu.
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 Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Bye.
Kiss, kiss. Mwah. Mwah.
You always end our episodes like that.
Mwah.